Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, hope you're having a great week from wherever you are listening to this. Before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to share with you guys a small milestone that we hit with the podcast. This past week, we surpassed 2,000 downloads. That means our devotionals have been downloaded and listened to over 2,000 times. And now I know that's not a huge number compared to more established podcasts, but still, I think it's a big accomplishment. I mean, that's 2,000 potential moments of connecting with Jesus. That's 2,000 moments where someone potentially heard from God or grew in their faith. And so, you know, if you are listening to the podcast, I'm just so thankful that I can be some small part of your life. And if you represent one of those 2,000 downloads, thank you so much for being a part of this Daily Sabbath community. You know, it's really hard for a new podcast to get noticed. And so something that I've been doing is I've been trying to meet other Christian podcasters and just try to find ways that we can help each other out, help promote each other's work. And so something I would like to do from time to time is highlight some of the podcasts of these new friends that I'm making. So today I want to highlight the Called to Be podcast, and it's hosted by Travis Guzzi. He is a certified life and executive coach, as well as a strengths finder coach. But here's a brief description of the podcast. The Called to Be podcast seeks to empower everyday believers to discover and live out their authentic calling in Christ. At the intersection of life and faith, our vision is to empower every believer to deepen their awareness of who they have been created to be and to live out that calling in love and service to others in every area of their life. And so if you have a moment, would you go ahead and check out the Called to Be podcast? And I'll include a link in the episode description for you guys. But if you guys could just consider giving them a listen, giving them a follow, I think it would mean a lot to them, and I think you're going to get a lot of great content. And so with that being said, here is today's scripture reading. John chapter 3, verses 26 through 30. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease." I've always been intrigued by John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the first Christian influencer. He amassed a huge following of disciples, and they came out to him in droves to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. Many people even thought that he might be the Messiah. Jesus even said of John that among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Now, this assessment by Jesus is intriguing to me, especially as you read more details about John's life and ministry. In John chapter 10, verse 41, it says that John the Baptist did not perform any signs or miracles. This is somewhat surprising, since many recognized John as a prophet, even potentially the Messiah. Also, we see John, near the end of his life, languishing in a prison, and he sends some of his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we look for someone else?" It's a surprising question, considering John baptized Jesus himself. He heard the voice from heaven. John even proclaimed of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Perhaps, in his final days, as John was wasting away in Herod's dungeon with no hope in sight, he began to waver a bit and question whether he had possibly been wrong about Jesus, wrong about the whole thing. So, what was it that made John the Baptist so great? It wasn't miracles, and it wasn't even necessarily an unwavering faith. But perhaps John's greatness is encapsulated in this one interaction. Some of John's disciples came to him. They were concerned that many of his disciples were starting to turn and follow Jesus instead. John responded, "He must increase, I must decrease." John, who was a superstar in his own right, who would be the Messiah in many people's eyes, was devoted wholly to the glory of God alone, even if it meant that it would cost his own prestige. And this is what greatness in the kingdom of God looks like. And so your reflection for today is this: what does greatness look like in your eyes? Are you willing to lay down even your own prestige to point people to Jesus? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.